Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on ACAST. I'm Joy Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. Happy Pride, you guys!
Happy Pride!
Woo! Michael Gold and Tim Herrera are here.
Hello.
When was the last time you two were here together?
Last year.
It?
I don't think it's been this year.
Oh my God, the dynamic duo is back.
We're back.
You know when it was? It was before Hanukkah. I remember very distinctly it was before Hanukkah.
Okay. Oh my God.
Wow.
So that would have been last year.
Wow. Since
a cute little reunion here.
Yeah.
This is great. What? Get the band
keeping
back
us apart.
Together.
Even keeping us apart. I feel.
But here they are back together. We have pride messes in need of cleaning up.
Do we ever?
We were planning this episode, and I was like, Michael, we'll do glitter. And he's like, that's so stereotypical, Joy.
it was my idea.
Which it is, but I was like.
No, this is revisionist history.
I was like, it's not. I literally said it on the recording. It's recorded. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, I'll do this. I'll put on a call on Twitter and we'll see what pride messes we got. Yeah. All the pride messes were glitter.
You all really, really let me down.
Yeah.
You really let me down. It's fine. No, I'm not one of those,
you're not a glitter gay.
Well, no, I live and let live. You know, people can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
I just don't have glitter.
You're not a glitter
on
gay.
My person right now.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a glitter gay. I just feel like I wasn't allowed growing up.
I tried
the
to glitter
gays
him.
Were mean to me.
I tried to glitter you right before we started. You refused my glitter.
Get a little glitter.
We can do it on the bonus episode.
Oh, that's hot bonus content. Yeah,
I was just thinking of the show. I put the show first. Why deprive people of this moment?
Sure. All right, before we get into it, you guys, we're basically going to talk about glitter today. We've got some other messes, but it's really
mostly glitter.
Yeah. Before we get into it. I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat and Glitter Gold.
That's good.
By becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. We have mystery chips.
Mystery chips.
The Chip Chat is actually it's a twofer because I did two main episodes and two bonus episodes today. Mm. And so I had these mystery chips, and the game is basically let's see if we can figure out.
Oh, I saw those when I walked in. Yeah. I was wondering what they were.
Figure out if
so
we
is
can,
it like a
crack
bunch of different flavors or is it one flavor
It's one flavor we have to figure
That's
out.
The
wow.
Mystery.
Okay.
That's the idea behind the mystery.
Well, I don't know if there's multiple ones you have to guess or if the whole tube is one flavor.
Oh, I see what you're going. Okay. Well, that you don't know.
I hope we can crack the mystery. I don't know. I've never seen that.
I'm not very confident in this.
We'll see.
Well, you've developed a pretty robust palette for chips.
I have. It was actually fascinating to like take my Chip Chat knowledge and apply it to the mystery chip.
There's such useful knowledge sitting around in your head.
Except the thing is, it's a contest and you can win $10,000, except I stupidly didn't get my receipt.
Can you use Starburst?
You need your receipt, and I didn't get a receipt.
Of all people, I feel like you're so well positioned to win that contest.
I know. That's I really feel agree. Like a shame. Although maybe I'm ineligible because I'm a professional.
That's true. Only
amateurs.
Yes.
The Olympics.
You guys, we have patrons to thank, and Michael and I have decided that Tim, as an ally. This Pride Month, is going to be responsible for reading the patron thanks. So.
While we sit here and play footsie. Get the glitter out.
Your allyship is to thank. Okay. Patron thanks. So we have Amy Waldorf, Kathleen Essling, Jess Williams, Nicole Scarano, Lauren Grew, Liz. Next to Liz's name is a dollar amount. Do I read the dollar amount?
Yes.
Oh, right, of
course. She's the nicest patron.
Liz, very nice. $2.69.
Nice.
Next we have Maria Soriano with $3.69.
Nice.
Jennifer Murray. And last but not least, Rachel L. with $2.69.
Nice.
Very nice.
Thank you guys so much for supporting my show.
That's great.
I hope you guys are enjoying the bonus episodes. We might have some Tinder talk today.
Oh, are there Tinder talk updates?
There are
always updates.
Literally.
And I feel like this is like overtaken cleaning as your personal brand, TBH. Like, oh, she used to be into cleaning. Now it's just 20-somethings in New York.
I feel like those two things go together.
I feel like they go together, yeah.
Two sides of the same coin.
I feel like that's just my audience. Like, I just leveled up on my audience by dating them.
It's true.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Okay, let's move on here.
Right. Before we get into the glitter questions, I have to tell you guys the most Joel-ish pride story that I have this year. So I just got back from LA last night. I am exhausted, you guys. So if I sound a little less peppy than usual, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so, so tired. I'm very glad, however, that Michael and Tim are here to bring the pep.
You sound great.
Thanks,
Joel. Definitely not my
great.
Personal brand, but no, that's fine.
Tim is here to bring the pep.
I bring the pep.
That's also part of his allyship.
Just be super peppy all the time. I can do that.
Michael's here. Michael just showed up.
But while I was in LA, I was in LA over Pride weekend, and on the Sunday of the weekend, well, there was the LA Pride Parade in West Hollywood, and one of my friends who lives out in LA and knew I was out there texted me, and he was like, by any chance are you at the Pride Parade in West Hollywood? And I was like, no, I'm at the Cheesecake Factory in Glendale. And Matt, my best friend, who is gay, I think that's clear
that's
to people. Yeah,
yes.
I think that's been established. Well, no, because someone DM'd me on Twitter and asked if he was my ex-husband, and I was like,
wow. Bold. A lot of leaps between here and there.
No. He has a lovely husband of his own, in fact. Matt and I celebrated Pride at the Cheesecake Factory in Glendale. He had a skinny,
great for all occasions.
He had a Skinny-licious Long Island iced tea.
Cute.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, that's my most Joel-ish Pride story.
Probably
that's
the
great.
Gayest thing you can get at a Cheesecake Factory. If we're really thinking about it.
Literally is. That's amazing. All right. So we have, as I said, I put a call out on Twitter for Pride Mess questions and just got glittered.
Lots of glitter.
It was just a full glittering. Michael, I feel like we got to have you read the first one.
Listen, I'm not down on glitter.
That you don't have to be.
I'm not. Stay tuned. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My track record of making fun of people who ask questions will continue.
Yeah.
Ariel Castillo on Twitter asks.
Oh, Ariel. Oh, great.
I attended a Madonna yoga class last year. Pause.
Full stop.
I have so many questions.
I have a lot of questions.
Ariel, get in my DMs. I attended a Madonna yoga class last year in which someone suddenly dumped an entire bottle of glitter over me. Had to ride the train like that. 2 exclamation points. But for next time, where do you even start cleaning that up? Beginning with self and clothes. Well, you went to a Madonna yoga class, so I feel like you're on a good start. And here's my favorite part of this question. This is why I love it so much. Ariel then goes, and like etiquette? You obviously can't ride, share, and taxi, but then... Which like is more considerate than most people.
I thought it was actually a great like second part of the question.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is actually like a really smart and good thing for us to be able to talk about. It's kind of like the etiquette of being glittered. You know, I mean, it's real.
It's very real. And like, don't stick your Uber driver with that. You will have to pay that cleaning fee.
Seriously.
I mean, that is not a cute situation. That stuff lives forever.
Yeah, it really does. I am a little disappointed, I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
that she wasn't photographed beglittered on the subway.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good...
Because that would have been really good. So the New York Times just did this really cute thing where, like, instead of talking about, like, the subway as a horror show, they did a huge...
It's a brief respite from subway nightmares. The which, one you'll get this year.
Yeah, which none of us literally ever get in our real lives, but in the paper. But they did this slideshow of these, like, very endearing photos of just, like, the weird and wonderful things that happen on the New York subway, which, like, weird and wonderful
it
things
was
do
cute.
Happen.
It was a nice reminder. Like, it's not just some shit terror show all the time.
Yeah,
it was kind of nice. It's very cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. Yeah. But I feel like she would have fit in. I feel like Ariel would have fit in, like, perfectly
right.
in that slideshow, just like a beglittered yogi
on the
N train. You know?
I honestly think that's worse than bed bugs. Like, if I saw someone scratching, I'd probably just kind of move down the car. If I got on the car and saw someone head to toe in glitter, I would just get off the train. I'm taking an Uber. I can't be near that. I have to go home and change.
It's like more contagious than pinworm.
Oh, 100%.
We don't have to go there.
Oh, we have to go there.
Fine.
Yes, we have to go so there.
You just move on. You just move on.
I listen, if there's an opportunity to troll you about
Jesus
pinworm
Christ.
Or my lost phone case, I'm going to take it.
The thing is, I feel like Madonna yoga doesn't seem like the kind of place you get glitter bombs. See,
I was a little surprised by that. Like, I was like, Madonna and to me and glitter aren't.
Well, like, clearly it clearly wasn't like the yoga album, you know, that whole ray of light. Like, that,
yeah.
no one is glitter bombing you to Frozen. Like, that's not happening.
No.
But I just feel like it goes against
like
yoga vibes.
Like, erasure yoga, mm-hmm. I could see you getting glittered. Sorry, that's a deep elder gay cut.
I would go to that.
I
would
100%
go to that.
Let's start
I would
that.
100% go to that to meet men. I mean, that really just checks out.
That's your aesthetic.
We'll explain it later.
Yeah.
Don't
do you not
worry
know,
about
do you not know who Erasure is? Oh, my Tim!
Guys,
Alex,
we really, we're never going to get to the question.
We're never going to get to all the questions.
And we keep picking on Tim for not knowing
anything.
But
the whole point of the
culture.
Show is...
I provide a valuable service when I come on.
Okay, let's talk about the yoga mat. Okay, so, like, what to do? First of all, really the best thing to do when you have, like, a mass of glitter on a hard surface or something like a yoga mat is to bust out the vacuum. Here is the jam with the vacuum, though, you guys. This is, you have vacuum responsibly when it comes to glitter. Right? You may not, under any circumstances, use any kind of attachment that has a bristle sitch. Mm. What is going to happen? I just watched like
just
a glittery light
glitter
bulb
forever
go
for
on over Tim's head.
I wish we had more glitter. I feel like we should have busted out the glitter. I regret that we didn't do that earlier.
Well, Michael didn't want glitter. And...
Put it on. We'll put it on.
Okay.
Put it on.
All right.
We'll get the bonus
okay.
episode.
Bristles. Okay,
no
so
bristles.
No ixnay on the bristles. Uh-huh. Like, you don't, because what is going to happen? And it makes sense when someone says it to you, but it's normal to not stop and think
right.
about
it. Right, totally. I can totally see myself just like bristling around
right.
and for seven more years everything
just vacuuming glitter all over the home.
This is
exactly.
a lesson you learn the hard way.
Exactly. 100%. Exactly. What happens with the bristles, as you guys have already probably gleaned from what we've been describing, is that the glitter will just get stuck into the bristles. And so then every time you go to use the vacuum, the bristles are just going to spit glitter back out onto you and your floors and all that stuff. So you really have to switch attachments. You should use either the hose attachment. Wait, also, these are the gayest attachments.
Yep, I wasn't going to say anything. I was like,
wait
okay.
until you get to the second one, the crevice attachment. Like,
yeah,
all right, use your gay attachments.
Gay attachments to clean up gay messes.
That's
oh my
right.
God.
Keep it in the family. No heterosexual brushes.
So use those for your vacuuming needs. When it comes to vacuuming at glitter. So that's going to be like the first thing to do. What I would say in this situation, I would like when you get the yoga mat home, I would just gently lay it out so that you don't like.
Do not
like,
shake your yoga mat out in your apartment.
No, don't. Lay it out and just give it like a very, very, very good vacuuming. Then after that, once you've gotten as much glitter up as you can into the vacuum canister, You can use a sticky roller. Those are very, very good. The other thing that you can do, and this wouldn't be necessarily the best thing for a yoga mat just because it would take so long to do, but it's a really good trick, generally speaking, for glitter pickup. And it's weird, and it results in something that I personally think is, like, so great. Play-Doh and Silly Putty are amazing for picking up glitter.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
Right? And then you end up with glittered Play-Doh.
Glittery Play-Doh.
Or glittered Silly Putty. So this is especially helpful.
That's your next birthday gift. You should just know that Play-Doh. I'm
That's
doing
perfect.
That.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's what we're getting here.
We're going to take you to Madonna Yoga.
God.
We're gonna
get all beglittered.
We're gonna pelt you with silly putty.
This sounds great to me. I don't see a downside.
I like it's a party. That's what I want to do for my birthday.
Yes,
we changed the plan.
Finally, good.
So yeah, Play-Doh and silly putty are really, really great for picking up glitter. And then you do end up with a more fun product than you even started with. So very helpful for parents to know about. But specifically, I mentioned that because that's the thing you want to do if you get it on your skin.
Oh.
Because obviously you don't really want to use like a sticky lint roller on your skin.
Maybe you don't.
I mean, listen, whatever your kink is, it's Pride. We accept everything.
Very
whatever
open.
Your kink is.
Very welcoming here.
That's right. We sure are. So that's very good to know about the skin thing. Then the last thing with a yoga mat, you can machine wash yoga mats. You don't want to do it in the kind of machines that have
no
that
center
are,
agitators.
Thank you.
Yeah, I listen to this show. I'm an ally. I'm a clean ally.
Right.
Not a clean person. Definitely
just
a clean ally.
Listen, I'm here for it. Yeah, so you can machine wash a yoga mat in a front loader that doesn't have a center agitator. Cold water, delicate cycle, pull it out, air dry. That's all you do. So after you've gotten up as much glitter as you can on your own, I wouldn't put a fully beglittered yoga mat into the washing machine because I think you guys can guess what's going to happen. You're going to end up with a glittered washing machine, and we don't want that. So remove as much as you can, but there probably will be some lingering glitter on the mat, and you can machine wash it, and that will take it away. So that's the cleaning of the yoga mat and the glitter sitch. The etiquette thing. First of all, I would say definitely shake out the yoga mat while you're still in the studio, because the studio is beglittered at this point.
Right.
They
did that.
Yeah,
not to victim blame, but they did that.
That's a choice they
to
made.
To themselves.
Yeah, that's a choice they made. And then I would roll the mat very, very tightly, glitter side in, so that you at least are containing it as best you can. I would probably say this is an operation that you might actually even need to do instead of on the floor, which has been beglittered. You might actually have to, like, lay the mat against yourself and, like, use yourself as the hard surface to roll down it to just try to get at least, like, the exterior, the small amount of exterior of the mat that you're carrying home as, like, unglittered as possible. I would also suggest wiping yourself down. I think probably most yoga studios will have some kind of, baby wipe or mat wipe or something like that. The mat wipes are safe to use on your skin, and you can definitely do that. And I think that might at least help to, like, get some of it off your person. I mean, it's definitely tricky. Yeah, don't take a Lyft home. Like, that's rude.
I feel like also just, like, some acceptance that it's going to be with you for a while.
Glitter.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, like, own it. It's like living with cats. Like, you're just always going to have cat hair. It's just glitter. It's
right.
around for a while.
I don't like that comparison.
I mean, rude to glitter, I think.
Yeah.
Cats are amazing, beautiful creatures, first of all. Elegant, brilliant, gorgeous. Okay.
All right.
Cool it over there, kitty cat. All right. Just for that, you got to read the next question.
Just for that.
Okay. So you leave work for... Am I reading the right one? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you leave work for a long lunch, but actually go to a Pride party. And you have to emergency clean off glitter and party smells with only the items in your car or what you can find in the Rite Aid on the way back. What should someone do in this hypothetical situation?
Should be more prepared and have thought about this ahead of time and brought a change of clothes.
And on to the next question.
I solved your problem.
No, I have.
I'm sure.
I have things. I have ideas. First of all, if you can get to the drugstore, great. You're going to go get yourself a sticky lint roller. That's going to, on the fly, that is your best way of getting rid of glitter. The other thing that probably is going to happen if you go to one of these parties is that you probably will end up with some kind of, like, dye staining on your hand because, like, some fanciful beads have been tossed your way, or the glitter itself, like, you've gotten sweaty and, like, the glitter itself sort of, like, has dye runoff on your skin.
Yeah, or, like, some shirtless man covered in body paint rubbed up on you.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. I mean,
ding.
Let's just call it what it is.
Yes, thank you.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. So for any of that kind of stuff, for body paint, for dye runoff from beads, for dye runoff from glitter, rubbing alcohol is always the thing for inks and dyes. And obviously, if you go to Rite Aid, you're going to find rubbing alcohol. But it's also kind of like a pain in the ass to, like, buy a bottle of rubbing alcohol, and then you have to get some cotton, and then you have to swab yourself down, and blah, blah, blah. So a couple of suggestions for ways around this. First of all, hand sanitizer.
Hand sand.
Hand sand.
Solves everything.
Yes, except hand washing.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Because it's not a substitute for hand washing.
Bonus episode.
As we learn.
I still don't know what we're talking about.
Just
to be clear, we've been, just for you, the listener, this was like sort of a 5-minute conversation before we started recording that no one has explained to me.
We're going to explain it to you guys. There was a riot on Twitter today about
really
hand washing.
It was intense.
No idea.
It was really intense, but here's the thing. But I actually, like, I'm not even seeing this from the perspective of, like, the riot on Twitter today. I'm seeing this from the perspective of someone who just interviewed a whole bunch of pediatricians about how not to get pink eye and pinworm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a public health issue.
And every single one of them, the first thing they said was that proper hand washing is the most important part of not spreading contagion.
We're getting too heated here. Let's take it down a step here.
This is about to turn
Joey
into one
is
of
like
those...
turning red right now with fury.
This is like,
let's all just, we're here to celebrate pride, not get into fights about
hand washing.
Take
pride in washing your hands. No, but this brings me to the hand sanitizer thing. They also all said to me, this was very interesting to me, that hand sanitizer is not nearly as effective as hand washing.
Huh.
Good old soap and water is much, much, much more effective than hand sanitizer. So
you heard it here first.
Yeah. So I want people to, like, break away from the like, because I think people use hand sand out of a sense of, like, fear.
Yeah.
And I want people to stop doing that and just start washing their hands with soap and water because it's a much better way to go.
But hand sanitizer
is wonderful at stain removal because it contains a high concentration of alcohol.
Yes.
So that will help to take any kinds of inks, dyes, body paints, blah, 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 off your skin. The other thing, I discovered this recently. I didn't even know they made these. So you guys know how I'm always talking about the alcohol impregnated the little wipes mm-hmm. that come individually wrapped.
Yeah,
I'm always like I'm always like those are great for your phone.
Earphones.
All that stuff. They actually make bigger wipes that are the size of like Lysol wipes
for your body.
But they're isopropyl alcohol wipes, and so those would be good if you can. They come in a canister, just like a you know. Clorox or Lysol wipe.
Right.
But they're just isopropyl alcohol wipes.
Oh.
And so if you can find those in your local Rite Aid, Walgreens, blah, 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 wherever you are, mm-hmm. grab those because you can wipe yourself off with them. Mm. And that's going to take off all of that stuff. So those would be my quick cleanup. You get glittered in the middle of a workday.
Also, like, I know I joked about this, but respect. Serious respect.
Yeah.
Like, I would never.
I think it's great.
I wish I could. I wish I would.
Well.
Nothing's stopping you.
Maybe you will.
We'll see.
It's still pride.
Live your dreams,
man. There's still time.
You want to cover for me?
That can be your allyship moment.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We have another glitter one.
Okay. Hex Positive on Twitter asks, getting glitter all over my bed and all over a lass I brought home. It doesn't bloody budge. We were both finding it for weeks.
Yeah.
It's like,
get it, girls. I love, this was my favorite one.
Glitter stays with you.
It does stay with you. Okay, so weirdly enough, vacuum. You can vacuum your sheets. Go for it. Absolutely vacuum right. the sheets.
With the gay attachments.
With the gay attachments, yes. However. Yes.
Only use that hose.
Sorry, ladies. For once, you guys.
Brushes are homophobic.
Yeah, I think that's honestly just like the easiest course of action. Because, you know, the problem is otherwise, like, yeah, you can take the sheets off the bed and you can shake them out. But then you're just going to have glitter all over the
everywhere.
Floor.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to vacuum no matter what. So just vacuum the sheets off, but then take them off and wash them. So just like the yoga mat, you want to get up as much as you possibly can before it goes into the machine.
Yeah.
But then machine wash them. That's really going to take care of it. It's probably not a bad idea once you got the sheets off to vacuum the mattress, because the glitter is that's how it's like gremlins. Like that's
don't feed it after midnight.
Yeah, don't feed the glitter after midnight. But man, it sounds like a good time and good for you. I feel like that's worth it.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that's amazing.
Like I would accept beglittered sheets for like a few weeks.
I think you had a great night.
In exchange for a great, great night of banging a glittered glass. Like, that sounds really fun.
And then
me.
Use a sticky roller. Get it off your skin. Get it off.
Can you imagine, though? I really would be just like, quietly sneaking away and grabbing my like, lint roller. Just like,
100%.
Like, lint rolling.
The moment everything's over. She's sleeping. And you're just like,
it's almost romantic when you put it that way. Romantic. Wow. Goodness.
You're like, oh, it's a massager.
Probably would be. Seems like an ideal cuddle. I'm not mad.
Amazing. All right. So on this very glittery note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Michael, Tim, and I will be right back with more about your pride messes. This is Ask a Clean Person podcast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Michael Gold and Tim Herrera. We've been talking about pride, and it's many messes. Although it's not many messes, like literally
one mess.
Same mess. The same mess over and over and over and over again. Just glitter everywhere.
Every year. Every year for a month.
You know, the thing is, I haven't done a glitter episode in a long time, so this is perfect. Okay, so we have another. I actually kind of like already answered this one, but I think that this was like actually I love the way that she said it. So
yeah.
Here I'll have Tim. It's a PSA. It's smarter living.
Excellent.
See what you did
it's
there.
It's service content.
All right. Ellie Boren on Twitter asked, "This wasn't extreme enough to really warrant your help, but I just wanted to offer a PSA to everyone that Pride beads thrown out at the march are not colorfast." And combined with sunscreen, will stain your skin.
Yeah.
That is a great PSA.
It is a great PSA.
That's very good.
I'm shocked you didn't already know that.
I mean, I'm
that feels like an experience you would have had by
well,
now.
I'm glad that it focuses so much on sunscreen, because sunscreen is so important.
Oh, God.
Didn't know about the beads, though. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you have a solution?
Well, yeah. Rubbing alcohol.
Just get that rubbing alcohol
and
back.
Sand.
Yeah, and that's where I think those wipes actually would be really very, very helpful.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's really the thing. The only thing I'll say about using rubbing alcohol on your skin, because you guys know I'm obsessed with moisturizing.
Well, it'll dry you out.
It'll dry you out. So you have to moisturize
lotion
yourself.
Lotion back in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lube yourself up. Which brings us.
She loves this segue.
I saw who the next question is
from. She's
ready
to go.
And I can only imagine. I just saw the name. I didn't even see the question. But I had to guess.
Listen.
I mean. I feel like for this friend of the clean cast, these were tame. Actually.
I honestly also thought that.
Yeah, I was
Yeah.
Should we make Tim read it? Allyship? Or do you want to read it?
Michael. Go ahead.
Okay.
I don't want to deprive you of this moment to show your ally bona fides.
This is a friend of Smarter Living as well.
Yeah, it is a friend of Smarter Living.
Yeah.
So friend of Smarter Living, friend of the Clean Cast, actual friend of
friend
ours.
Of,
yeah.
Like, friend,
actual,
friend.
Actual person we know.
I too know
not
him.
Just a colleague.
I was feeling very left out a minute ago.
Brian Moylan. Speaking
on behalf of many gay men.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. As he does. Came through with some pretty good pride stories for us. So I'm going to have ally Tim.
All right. So here we have Brian Moylan. I had a friend once get so wasted at Pride that he shit all over the hallway of the Airbnb where he was staying. But my Pride-related messes have always been getting out cum stains, so stereotypical, and also how to get the sludge off your sneakers that accumulates from a sweaty dance party that goes until 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's Brian.
I feel like these are all really good ones.
They are.
Tim, do you know what a circuit party is?
Yeah, I do. It's like a disco party. Sure. Goes all night, into the next day, whole thing.
Right. Will you define,
I saw you on Twitter about that.
Yeah,
will you define it for the listeners who don't know what a circuit party is?
It's that thing that was just described.
It's like an all night, all day party situation.
Plus
like a big
drugs,
party.
Plus
right.
sex.
Glitter?
Yeah.
Maybe like glitter in the mix?
Sometimes.
I feel like there's glitter in the mix.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends on the party. Just wanted to know. Just testing your knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm with it.
Testing your allyship.
It's not for you, Tim. It's not for you.
It's for everyone.
Fine.
The shitting on the hallway thing is just funny to me. Always.
That's very
like,
good.
I mean,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like we
who
ca-
among us, you know?
Like, I feel like
that's not the first stone in a shitty house.
I mean, that's a pride mess. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
It's a lack of pride, man. Nobody feels pride after shitting on the floor.
That's true. I feel like we've pretty well covered shit accidents
on this show. In your general body of work in life.
He didn't specify what kind of hallway it is. That was the thing. I was
right.
like, I
was
like,
carpeted
I,
or
I
not?
Was like,
was
I need a clarification. If it's like tile, easy.
Yeah,
easy. That
really
just
easy.
Wipes up.
If it's carpet, just go home.
If it's carpet. If it's carpet.
Leave. Delete your Airbnb account.
Yeah.
Change,
yeah.
change your name.
Yes.
Get a fake passport.
Yeah.
Move to Monaco. Start a new life.
Yeah. I think it sounds great. Cum stains. Again, I covered that.
That is right. As I was reading, I was like, I feel like Julie's talked about this like 9 separate times on this podcast.
Yeah,
this is not new territory.
I describe myself, I forget why. Which seems right. I described myself over the weekend as the queen of cum stains. Like, I really took a beat after I did that. I was like, yeah, I just said that.
Yeah,
I meant it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, okay.
Slip out. Like, yeah. This is my identity here.
Well, physician healed ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. You know. I was like, all right, well. Sure. So as a reminder, however,
protein
I mean,
because
we might have new listeners who come to the show specifically.
Well,
for,
we're putting this all in one episode.
Want to learn about cum stains.
Right. So. Well, I mean, we might have new listeners who come because they're like, we won't.
Okay.
Who, you know, want to hear a Pride episode. So like if they're.
Sometimes when you're gay, you just want the only episode that's specifically for you.
Yeah.
You don't care about the rest of
no.
it.
No.
You don't want to hear straight people talk about how to clean their shoes.
Definitely not.
Definitely
don't
not. Want to hear about flip-flops.
No. Mm-mm. Okay, reminder, sexual fluids, all our sexual fluids are proteins, which means we want to use our enzymes on them. We want to use our Zout, our crud cutter, sports stain remover. I'm going to go ahead and say this.
Here she goes.
I'm waving a pen.
You're really making a point here. Something big is coming.
Let the queen.
I love the Zout, but there's something very satisfying about
using crud cutter on cum stains.
It's the combination of crud cutter and sports stain remover because I like to think that the way that I'm
You're
doing this
like,
sex...
Is this your stump speech right now? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to need some tips because the way I do it and the way you do it are very different, clearly.
I feel like the way I'm doing the sex, it's a sport.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
Doing the sex.
She's gone pro.
Yeah. Indeed. Let's talk about lube.
Let's talk about lube.
Let's talk about lube.
There are two different kinds.
There are two
it's
different
a good place
kinds.
To start.
Yes, thank you. I feel
I've
like
red. I don't.
Not that I know personally, Mom.
Red. She listens.
I feel like I know. She's gonna love this one.
I'm gonna get a text about this. First, she's gonna say, "Why didn't you tell me you were doing this?" Then she's gonna listen to it.
And she's gonna
say,
be like,
"Got it.
I know now. I know now. Why she not? She didn't tell me." All right. So there are two kinds of lube. There's water-based lube. Water-based lube, basically no problem vis-a-vis staining. Mostly, what happens when you've got a water-based, what you think is a water-based lube stain on a sheet, is it's actually probably a cum stain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to go ahead and you're going to use your...
I said that way too at
the end. I was just going to let that roll. Yeah, you know, that's true. He's just got a point, man.
I did some research about the types of lube before I came
today. It's in preparation
today.
For the episode.
Yeah, on the train.
He read the literature.
I'm reading up.
Yeah, that's important.
When you come to the Queen's Kingdom, you know, you come prepared.
That's right.
So anyway,
yeah. So if you've got a water-based lube, go ahead and use one of your enzymes, because really what it's going to be mixed with is your protein stain. Use the enzyme. That will be enough to treat any staining that is happening from the water-based lube. But water-based lube is easy to get out. It will come out with detergent because it's water-based, right?
That's the whole idea.
Yeah. Silicone lube is one of the things. I did an episode not terribly, terribly long ago where I talked about silicone lube and the problem of it. And the thing is that it hurts me in my clean heart, right? Because I want my heart is equally clean and horny. Okay, let's. I think we're all deeply clear on this.
Important clarification.
I stopped speaking to you. So. I'm good.
And so from time to time, my heart is in conflict with its own self.
Who among us, really?
Because I want you all to be banging it out as best you can.
Comfortably.
Happily. And I know that silicone lube is a lot more effective for a lot of people. It's more slipperier than water-based lube. The problem is, it's fucking stainy. Like, really deeply fucking stainy. Like, it's up there.
Is this one of your arch nemesis stains?
Yeah.
That bad?
It's that bad.
But I'm like, you can live a very full life without turmeric.
Yes.
I feel like this would be very disruptive to people.
To
swear off silicone lube.
I feel like that.
Wow, it's that bad. I had no idea.
It almost deepens your conflict because...
Yes. I'm happy to ban turmeric from my house.
Totally. It would have a hard... One might have a harder time.
One could imagine a situation.
She's not closing the door.
No, I'm not. Well, I'll tell you why, actually. One of the things about silicone is it's incredibly stainy, and there are not that many things that treat it, right? Mm. So, again, akin to turmeric, that, like, there's almost no solution.
Right, right.
And I started writing about this in the early, early Ask a Clean Person. And at that time, I was going to deep corners of the internet that I would not suggest anyone else go to. I'm a professional, and it's my job to do this. But all the solutions I was finding were not ideal. And one of them, like the one that kept coming up over and over and over again, was to use carburetor treatment to treat the stains, which makes sense in a way. But carburetor treatment is also flammable, which means you don't really want to be putting it in your electric washer and dryer. And so it wasn't super ideal. And then, but I kept on it. I was like, I'm going to crack this nut.
Yeah.
And I did find there's one product that I can very, very confidently recommend for treating silicone lube stains, and it's called Soil Love, SOILOVE. Mm. It comes in a green bottle. You can find it oftentimes at supermarkets. You can find it at a lot of hardware stores, home improvement stores like Home Depot, Lowe's, like those kinds of places will have it. You can also buy it on Amazon, but I got to give you guys a spiel about Soil Love, because there is a weird mystery about it. So, I mean,
of course. What else would we be doing here?
When is there not in this line of work? When I discovered the Soil Love thing, I was reading reviews of it. And specifically, I was reading a lot of Amazon reviews of it. And it was like a very weird split between 50% of the people saying, like, this is the thing that works on silicone lube stains, and 50% of the people being like, this did not work on silicone lube stains at all. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah. Like, maybe it's variations in textiles, because the textile on which a stain has happened and to which you are adding a stain treatment actually does have a bearing on how well the treatment works and how effectively it is at getting the stain. So that's the whole thing. And I was like, maybe it's that. I was like, that doesn't seem, that's like, but this is crazy.
Right.
So I kept reading and reading and reading and reading. And what I was able to glean was that at some point along the way, there must have been a bad batch of Soil Love.
Oh.
Because the people who reported that it worked also universally said that it had the product itself had a very strong and distinct odor. You've heard this.
We've talked about this before. When have we talked about Soil Love before?
Say,
yes. As you were going on, I was like, wait a minute.
I think you were the guest on the show where I last talked about the silicone lube.
I think that had to, I don't know why we were talking about, but yes, like as the more you talk, I was like, wait a minute.
This is like, I've heard this one before.
Yeah, the bad batch though.
Yeah.
Right.
Bad batch of Soil Love.
Right, right.
So if you get a bottle of Soil Love and it does not have a strong, distinct odor, it's probably a bum batch of Soil Love, and that's not going to work. You want the
one. That's so funny.
It's so weird, right?
It's bizarre.
It's completely,
man.
Completely weird.
I love this idea that you have like a silicone lube stain emergency. You're in Home Depot frantically opening bottles, smelling them in the aisles. Someone comes over. What are you doing? Like, this stain just won't come out. It won't come out. It's pride.
Well, I listened to this podcast. You see. And then
if it were water-based lube, it wouldn't be a problem.
And then subscribe the clerk at the Home Depot to Ask a Clean Person the podcast.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends all about it. Okay, so that's my spiel on the lube.
On lube.
On lube. You're welcome. Let's talk about the shoe sludge.
Shoe sludge.
We actually...
I have had this problem at Pride before.
Yeah. We actually, like, basically just did this episode.
Yeah.
Because Michael was here to talk about cleaning flip-flops. And the flip-flop sludge and the party sludge.
Flip-flops.
Are you anti-flop?
No, you weren't here.
I am.
Listen.
I don't know that.
Oh, big time. Me and what? Elon get into it on Twitter all the time. Yeah.
What kind of ally are you?
But I'm not a huge flip-flop person, remember?
Oh, you're outnumbered here. This is great.
But you know what, though? The thing is, we did that episode, and then all
and then
of a sudden,
wearing...
all I could do was wear my Havaianas on the street. I was like, oh, yeah, flip-flops are great.
Gross.
Yeah.
I know you love your sandals and flip-flops.
Tell me the truth. Do you have webbed toes?
No, I have, like, perfectly fine feet.
Tim Herrera has webbed toes.
I think there's no... I don't... We wouldn't have to get
into...
That's
a whole other...
Bonus episode.
Okay.
Bonus
shoe
episode.
Sludge. Shoe sludge.
Because we did that. We yelled about that.
Right.
Okay, so you guys, episode 169. The last time Michael was here... Thank you. The last time Michael was here, we talked about the flip-flop sludge. And I talked about the technique of using the toothbrush and the baking soda paste. That is also the thing that's going to get shoe sludge off of... the bottoms and kind of like the midsole and the sort of the beginning of the upper part of sneakers, if you've gotten that party sludge.
It gets grimy. It's like
exactly
gross. Sticky.
But like that's basically what you, I mean, mostly it's the bottom of the shoe that you're worrying about, because after you come home from the party, you're like, every time you walk, you're like suctioning up because you can feel that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the baking soda paste and the toothbrush will take that right off. And
again,
it's gross.
This is a specific toothbrush you do not use for any other purpose.
Ding, 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 ding.
Reminder.
Yeah. The other thing, it's not going to take the sludge off, but once you get that sticky stuff up, a magic eraser will take off sort of any like scuffs and like lingering shoe sludge stuff. So the one thing I'll say is like that was a pretty broad question. I want you guys to be mindful of the material that your shoe is made of. If you're talking about suede, this is not the way you're going to go with it. you know, there the clean person literature on shoe types for, you know, knit sneakers versus leather sneakers versus sandals versus suede versus leather, like all that. That's out there.
Don't wear nice suede but also, shoes to your fucking pride party, though. That's a terrible idea.
That was what I was going
to
say.
Have you not been listening to the whole episode about messes?
Yeah.
No.
No. That was what I was going
to
say.
Good luck getting glitter out of that nap. Are you kidding me?
I'm presuming that you're not wearing your leather and suede.
If you are, more
maybe your leather.
You
probably leather. That's unfair. But leather is easy. Like, I mean, you know, especially with the soles, they're probably not leather soles. It's probably a rubber sole. So
yeah, simple.
But yeah, just be mindful of your of the material you're working with, and I trust you all to be smart enough to make the good decisions. As I was saying that, I was like,
not too good.
No, Jolie,
not
no.
Too good.
Don't
reasonably good.
Don't say that at all, Jolie. All right, that we did all the questions.
We did it. Great. We solved gay pride.
We did the
you
thing.
We've achieved equality. What Stonewall?
Also, actually, we should say this because it was kind of nice in a way.
It was nice.
The reason that we did not have an episode last week.
The reason you're getting this episode late. As
late.
Fuck.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Was because Michael, do you want to tell them?
Yeah. So I had to. I was asked to write the story about the New York police commissioner apologizing 50 years later for the police department's behavior in the Stonewall incident that led to the uprising that was a turning point in the gay movement, and I had to stay late to get the story onto the front page of the New York Times.
Yeah.
Yay, gay people.
Michael sent me this text in the afternoon. He was like, you know, I'm so sorry I'm working on the story. And I was like, don't even worry about it. Like, this is more important. Go do it. We'll just postpone. We'll record it late. We'll tell the people why.
Stains
like,
aren't going anywhere.
No. And actually, in a way, it worked out because we ended up recording this after most of the gay pride events were happening. And so I think we got some better questions
That's
out
true.
Of it.
Yeah.
So in any event, but also
LA Pride Walk, so New York Pride could run. Get ready.
But also, you know, it truly was my pleasure to like tell Michael that it wasn't remotely a problem to reschedule because some things are more important, and like that was the way that I could be an ally. So
yeah.
my tiny contribution.
Wow.
And a Skinnylicious iced tea.
Everyone won.
Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, you need that Long Island to really get there.
Important part.
I want one of those now. Where's the nearest cheesecake factory?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing during Pride?
Yeah. All right, you guys. On that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. Happy Pride to everyone, really seriously. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, Spotify, or iTunes. Leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. Tell a gay friend.
Yeah.
Be an ally.
Be an ally.
Be supportive.
And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.